Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to this week's At the Table podcast. This week we'll be looking at introducing our new series, tools available to you as you take this journey, including the Spiritual Growth Challenge, as well as introducing our first message. Let's get right to it. Well, welcome here to episode 002 of the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary Bush. I am just so excited about this new series we're starting here at Grace Community Church. It's titled God's Big Story, and this is starting on June the 9th, and I just can't wait for this to happen. I'm recording this episode a couple weeks ahead of time as I will be joining my family on a beach vacation. I know, don't be too jealous, but I did want to get this recorded before I left, because I'm so excited to just tell you all about what is going to happen starting on Sunday, June the 9th. You know, this message series called God's Big Story comes from the book, or is patterned after the book called The Story. This tool is what we're using to form the framework for this message series, as well as all that we're doing in the coming weeks. This book and this idea gives a big, high flyover view of God's big story, told from Genesis to Revelation. And we're going to do this over 31 weeks. Now, if you've ever read the Bible from cover to cover, you realize that 31 weeks is nowhere near enough time to tell every detail that happens in God's story. But this will allow us, like I mentioned earlier, to have a high flyover view, kind of a 30,000-foot view, if you will, of what God is doing from the beginning of time in Genesis all the way to what he's going to do at the end of times in Revelation. And I'm just very excited to get this going. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about a couple resources that will help you to join us on this journey. First of all, we've created a web page on our website at gccofalliance.org. Now, if you navigate to this and scroll to the bottom, you'll see a title that says our new series. It says God's Big Story. Click on this link and it'll take you to the webpage. I will also link directly to this webpage in the show notes so that you can check this out. Right now, this has some different resources like the schedule, what we're going to be covering and when, a link to this podcast that you're listening to right now, as well as a link to what we call Ask the Pastor. But more on that in just a minute. You know, this podcast, if you're already listening to it, you realize this, but it's located at many of the favorite podcasting apps like Apple Podcasts, the Spotify app, Audible, as well as YouTube. This new series is going to be an exciting time. And part of what we're launching to kick off this summer series, summer portion of this series, is something we're calling the Spiritual Growth Challenge. Now, if you've been attending Grace Community Church for any period of time, you might remember we've done spiritual growth challenges in the past. And this included a 6 to 8 week section of time where we challenge you to read God's Word more diligently, to study it, to pray more regularly, to memorize scripture, to attend church, and various other spiritual growth disciplines. Well, this year, we're going to extend this series for the summer months. So starting on June 9th through August 31st, we will be conducting this spiritual growth journey. Part of this journey is going to include keeping track of what you're doing and how you're challenging yourself to grow spiritually. Each week, we will include our Spiritual Growth Journey handout that will be in the weekly bulletin. In here, we will have suggested weekly goals that you might try to meet, such as reading your Bible 5 days a week, praying 5 days a week, memorizing one scripture verse, journaling 2 times a week, attending family or group studies up to twice a week. We've also included evangelism, which is telling others about what Jesus Christ has done in and through your life. This is one of the greatest commands we're given and is one thing that we should all be doing. And that's why it's included in this spiritual growth journey. And of course, listening to this podcast or the sermon weekly. Then we will have suggested options in the middle. Now, I want to highlight this and just say that's exactly what these are. Is there options? If you have a good Bible reading plan, continue doing it. If you have a great prayer routine that you're doing on a regular basis, such as a prayer journal, continue to do it. If you have memory verses you want to memorize, that's great, but we'll give you a suggestion and other things here as well. Then on the far right side of the paper, there will be a keeping track section. This is where things might get a little challenging. Each week, you can check the box for the appropriate spiritual growth activity and earn points. As part of these points, we're going to have you keep track of your points each week. Now, each week you can earn a maximum of 25 points. And if you're starting to wonder if you should write all of this down, don't worry too much, because all of this information will be on the Spiritual Growth Journey handout for the week. Each week, like I mentioned, you can earn a possible 25 points. After you have earned 50 points, there will be a reward available to you of your choosing. We will have a few options to choose from that you can then collect and use right away, or maybe even save towards later in the summer. How are we keeping track of the points, you say? Well, that's a great question. Another area that will help you in your journey through this big story called God's Big Story is what we're calling the Story Corner. Inside our library, where the welcome window opens into, there is an area there where you can write your name on the chart and keep track of your points each week. We also have some other helpful resources like copies of the story, the book that we've mentioned several times, that you can pick up for a suggested donation of $5. You can take these at your leisure, use them in your family, and also give them out to other people that you think might be interested in reading about God's big story. We will also have other resources available to you throughout this time that may help you during this journey through God's big story. Now, that's enough about that for now. We'll have more information about this on Sunday, June 2nd, and throughout the entirety of the spiritual growth journey. But I wanted to give you a little bit of the details for those of you who are interested in what's coming up. You know, another thing we're going to do that during this wonderful time of called God's Big Story is we're starting a new small group. We're going to be meeting once a month starting in June, as well as July, and then in August. This small group is going to be a little unique to anything we've done previously at Grace Community Church. In this small group, everybody is welcome, and we're going to structure this time together as kind of like a big family devotions, where all are welcome and all can attend, including younger kids, as well as, well, older kids, as I like to call my dad. And we're going to be joining together as we're going to pattern this time starting with a time of fellowship, where we will eat, of course, and then we will jump right in with a time of prayer, and then we'll spend a time looking back at our week prior. Then we're going to study a portion of God's Word together through some various activities. And then finally, we're going to challenge each other to look ahead. And what are goals that we're going to try to see accomplished in the next month before our next meeting together? Now, I'll have more information coming out to you in the weeks ahead, but I wanted you to know that our first meeting will be on Sunday, June the 30th at 6 p.m. at Grace Community Church. Mark that down and be ready to come and join this group as we help each other grow spiritually, we encourage one another, and we also set goals to see further spiritual growth in our families, our individual lives, as we continue on our journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. So with all that being said, let me give you a brief synopsis of what this upcoming message is going to be about. Well, we're starting in the beginning, so we're going to be in Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to look at how God creates something out of nothing, and not just creates something, but creates an incredible order that we can read about in Genesis chapter 1. One of the most amazing things about this is that in the beginning, God, we can rest assured that God has been here from the very beginning, and He's going to always be here. And part of His creation was creating the spaces. He created spaces such as sky, water, and land to then fill with animals and plants and fish and birds and all these different things that He created. And in this amazing order, we see that God is a God of order. Nothing is on accident. And perhaps the crowning jewel of all creation is that He created man. And in Genesis 1:27, which, by the way, is our memory verse for the first week, it says, "So God created man in His own image. In His image, He created him. Male and female, He created them." That's Genesis 1:27. And we see so many things that we'll unpack, but the biggest thing I want you to walk away from is realizing that you were created in God's image. And because of that, you are very good and you have a purpose. Now, we sin and we'll that's a great segue to the second part of the message, is we see that man was created with free will, and we were created with a choice. Adam and Eve had a choice, but they were tempted by the snake in the garden, and they chose to go against God's order, God's command. And because of this, sin entered the world. And so this idea of rebellion and rejection broke the relationship between man and God. And see, that's one of the major consequences of sin, is it's a brokenness. It separates us from God. Well, in the garden, there was three major players, and it was the serpent, or the devil, the woman, and man, Adam and Eve. And these, all three components of this had consequence that came from this. But what also happened was sin also caused the world to not be as it should be, as the way it was originally created. So sin permeated all things, leading to even the first murder that we see of Cain and Abel, two brothers that just couldn't get along. And this sin corrupted them. It corrupted them. It caused a brokenness in this family. And this sin continued to permeate and to grow and to fester and to keep going, to the point where in Genesis chapter 6, God almost looks and says, I need to not start over, but I need to judge the earth. And so he says he's going to judge the earth, and he sent a judgment in the form of a worldwide flood. But a man by the name of Noah and his family, who were righteous, who were set apart, who were different from the world, God said, I'm going to save humanity through these people and kind of give a second chance, if you will. And so he has his family load into the ark with two of every kind of animal. And then judgment comes, and a worldwide flood wipes out everything else. Well, this sounds like a pretty awful story when you think about it, but the reality is there's so much goodness and so much truth in this that we're going to look at on Sunday morning. But here's the one key point that I want to walk away with at the end of the message, is that judgment for the sin, while just and while earned, is not the rest of the story. See, mixed into this story, there are clues of salvation that is going to come. We realize that sin separates us, and God cannot be in the presence of sin, and he's a holy God, and this causes brokenness. It even adds curse to all of creation. But in the midst of this, God gives a couple of clues that salvation is coming. The first is in Genesis 3:15, where he says, "He, offspring of the woman, will crush the head of the serpent." This is a foreshadowing to Jesus. There's also this element that sacrifice is necessary for the payment of sin. This idea of shed blood in Genesis 3:21, where God creates and gives animal skins as clothing to the humans. And this implies to us that there had to be animals that were sacrificed. And the third clue that we see of salvation in here is this covenant made with Noah in Genesis chapter 9. And God says, I will never bring this kind of judgment again as long as there's men on the earth. And he says that there is a salvation coming. God is setting the scene for restoration to the brokenness that is brought by sin. So I hope this gives you a clue as to what's coming this Sunday. I pray that this lights your fire and starts to jump in. If you want to get a head start, read Genesis 1 through 4 and then Genesis 6 through 9 and capture the totality of this. And just dive in and ask God to reveal to you today what he wants you to see, what he wants you to hear. And begin memorizing that memory verse in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Are you ready for this journey? Are you ready to start reading through God's Word? Are you ready to see God's big story revealed to you? I pray that you are, and I pray that this podcast helps you grow. One last thing before I go is I want to remind you about the Ask the Pastor section. You will find this link in the show notes below where you can leave a question for me, including the passage and what you are asking about. And I will do my best to answer those questions monthly on our podcast. So I'm looking forward to this, and I pray that this journey through God's big story will help spur on new questions and new ideas and help you grow closer to Him. You have been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.